After 80 days in federal custody, Salah Sarsour, a green card holder and president of the Islamic Society of Milwaukee, was released from a facility in Indiana. Sarsour was arrested in a targeted operation on March 30th when he was surrounded by ICE agents. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security in a press release called Sarsour a criminal and a terrorist, alleging crimes committed in Israel more than 30 years ago prior to coming to the U.S., and of which he denies. Secretary of State Marco Rubio is reported to have said that Sarsour, quote, poses an adverse consequence to foreign policy considerations. Sarsour is outspoken about the mistreatment of Palestinians in Gaza by Israel. In the order granting the motion for his release, a federal judge stated, quote, Mr. Sarsour has raised a substantial First Amendment retaliation claim, which could render his detention unlawful. Here to discuss the case is a member of Sarsour's legal team, Sam Cole, an attorney with the ACLU of Illinois, who is also a former immigration judge. Sam, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
You're familiar with the arguments raised by the Trump administration against Salah Sarsour. The Secretary of State himself said that he posed an adverse consequence to foreign policy considerations. Were there grounds to arrest and detain him?
No, absolutely not. Mr. Sarsour has been an upstanding person in the United States since he came here over 30 years ago. He is a grandfather of 9 U.S. citizen kids and has had absolutely no trouble in the United States. The only reason he was arrested was because he's an outspoken advocate for Palestinian human rights. And that's why he's been targeted by this administration. And that is absolutely not an appropriate and lawful reason to arrest someone.
So what were conditions like for Mr. Sarsour in jail?
They were pretty bad. He lost 30 pounds during the time that he was there. He also has a medical problem. He's a type 2 diabetic, and his doctor required that he have daily blood glucose monitoring, and he was getting tested once a month. So that's not great, and that could really pose some serious risks to his health.
Was there a chance he could have been deported?
So the case is ongoing, right? So he has been released from detention based on our motion in front of a federal district court judge. So Mr. Sarsour filed a petition for a writ of habeas corpus, asking the federal judge to release him from the immigration detention. And the judge hasn't ruled on that habeas petition quite yet, but he did grant an interim release of Mr. Sarsour while the court adjudicates the habeas petition, saying that he's made a strong showing that he might prevail in the habeas petition. But that doesn't mean the immigration case is over. So Mr. Sarsour is still fighting deportation in immigration court, and that's ongoing.
Okay. You're a former immigration judge yourself. You've said this case is highly unusual, and you've never seen anything like it. How much of the case is outside the bounds of what you'd normally see?
I was an immigration judge in the Chicago Immigration Court for 9 years, and I handled actually a detained docket. That's a docket of individuals who are in immigration custody. So very similar to the situation that Mr. Sarsour was in. And Mr. Sarsour's case is, in fact, in the Chicago Immigration Court. And I could tell you, for one, I have never seen anything like this at all. First of all, the primary charge against him is, as you noted, that letter from Secretary of State Marco Rubio saying that Mr. Sarsour's really lawful activity in the United States poses a foreign policy risk to the United States. Now, that is highly unusual and highly legally dubious. But the other thing that is extraordinary about this case is, although the case is assigned to the Chicago Immigration Court, the judge that was assigned to hear the case is not a Chicago Immigration Court judge. It's actually a very senior level management judge in the Executive Office for Immigration Review. It's an acting regional deputy chief immigration judge. It's essentially the second in command of all the judges in the entire immigration court system. So that case was plucked out of the Chicago Immigration Court judges and specifically assigned to this one management judge. I've never seen that happen.
So I gather you feel like you have a strong First Amendment case here that his rights, your client's rights, were violated. Can you explain that?
Absolutely. Mr. Sarsour, as a longtime permanent resident of the United States, has the same First Amendment rights to speak and to engage in political activity and political activism that essentially you and I do as citizens of the United States. And so what's really happening is the government is targeting him because they don't like his speech. And that is highly problematic. It violates the Constitution, the First Amendment, and we're very concerned to see these charges against him by the administration.
So you mentioned this case is not over. You have hearings coming up. How does this proceed? What happens next?
So there's another hearing coming up at the end of July, July 22nd, in the immigration court, where the government has the burden of proof in this case. They have to prove the charges that they have made against him. And aside from the charges based on the Marco Rubio determination about foreign policy, there are some other charges that relate to things that happened decades and decades ago, things the government has known about for a very long time. And, we will fight these charges. He has very good defenses, and we are fighting them in immigration court. And if we lose in immigration court, we will continue our fight all the way up as far as it takes, because everyone knows what's going on here. It's not about anything that happened decades ago. It's about what he's doing now, his speech. And that's why he's being targeted.
All right. We'll be watching the case. Sam Cole, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.